Hugo Chavez has been changing positions faster than a weather vane in a tornado. Opponents of the Venezuelan president say he's flip-flopping, that he betrays his principles at a moment's notice. His supporters say Chavez is just being a smart politician, that he's responding to the will of the people. Lauren Matalon prepared this report on the latest controversies swirling around the Venezuelan leader.
Porque yo lo voy a repetir. Hay un plan de la contrarrevolución.
At a campaign rally in Valencia, Hugo Chavez said a rancid oligarchy is plotting to hijack his revolution. His language is as fiery as ever, but it's not clear Venezuelans are listening. Opinion polls are all over the map. Surveys commissioned by supporters show Chavez has lost some backing, but still enjoys a 60% approval rating. Opposition-funded polls show he has support from less than half of the population. And so people here say Chavez's reversals on four key issues show he's a pragmatic politician who will ditch unpopular policies. First, Chavez called on Colombian leftist rebels, known as the FARC, to end their guerrilla war. Chavez has been accused by Colombia and Washington of giving money and weapons to the FARC for years. Then, Chavez revoked a counterintelligence law that signed days earlier. The law seemed to say Venezuelans would be forced to spy on their neighbors. He then eliminated an unpopular new tax on business and jettisoned an education overhaul that opponents said would indoctrinate children with socialism. Some say Chavez has suffered a setback, but Robert Batome is not among them.
This guy is much smarter than most people give him credit for.
Batome is the editor of Veneconomia, an economics and polling firm in Caracas.
The same polls that say his government has a low approval rating were criticizing him personally for his relationship with the FARC. And then the reaction, I think, caught him a little bit by surprise to the counterintelligence law. So he did what the prudent thing. He said, I never said that. I had nothing to do with it.
Chavez's health and social security programs remain popular, but many voters feel he's focused on lofty plans and forging alliances with Argentina, Brazil, and Iran at the expense of resolving day-to-day problems such as rampant crime and trash-strewn streets.
He has not changed it by his own will. He has found resistance in Venezuelan society.
Newspaper editor Teodoro Petkov. In the 1950s, he fought the military dictatorship that ruled the country. He even ran for president and has had run-ins with Chavez. Petkov says the FARC has become a political liability for Chavez.
To be associated with FARC is not good for him. So he changes. He knows that the intelligence law generates a debate. So he says, let's put it aside. If he changes really, I don't know.
At the University of Caracas, Chavez supporters such as Sally Aljuri say Chavez has simply realized that his people are reluctant to move so quickly on so many fronts that he creates his Bolivarian revolution.
Chavez has reversed himself on support for the FARC and intelligence law. It's not because he doesn't believe in these ideas, but because he knows Venezuela is not yet ready to move the revolution so quickly. But I'm sure that 10 years or less, we're going to prepare.
Meanwhile, Venezuela is going to hold mayoral and gubernatorial elections in November. Chavez candidates do not appear to be doing as well as in the past.
El socialismo es el único camino para la verdadera independencia.
Chavez says socialism is the only path to true independence. But his policy reversals came after his first electoral defeat last December. Voters rejected a proposal that would have made him president for life. Since then, signs have been placed across the country which read, por ahora, meaning for now. They're an echo of Chavez's defiance after he attempted a coup in 1992. On live television, he said, the coup is over, por ahora, for now. And so Venezuelans are asking, are these latest unexpected policy changes for real, or simply por ahora? For the World, I'm Lorne Matalon in Caracas.